The van turned to the right onto Torun Avenue, and for a moment Langdon thought they had arrived at their destination. On his left, rising out of the mist, a great mosque appeared. But it was not Hagia Sophia. The Blue Mosque, he quickly realized, spotting the building's six fluted, pencil-shaped minarets, which had multiple sherefe balconies and climbed skyward to end in piercing spires. Langdon had once read that the exotic, fairy-tale quality of the Blue Mosque's balconied minarets had inspired the design for Cinderella's iconic castle at Disney World. The Blue Mosque drew its name from the dazzling sea of blue tiles that adorned its interior walls. We're close, Langdon thought, as the van sped onward, turning on to Gabasakal Avenue and running along the expansive plaza of Sultanahmet Park, which was situated halfway between the Blue Mosque and Hagia Sophia, and famous for its views of both. Langdon squinted through the rain-swept windshield, searching the horizon for the outline of Hagia Sophia, but the rain and headlights made visibility difficult. Worse still, traffic along the avenue seemed to have stopped. Up ahead, Langdon saw nothing but a line of glowing brake lights.
An event of some sort, the driver announced. A concert, I think. It may be faster on foot.
How far? Sinsky demanded.
Just through the park here. 3 minutes. Very safe.
Sinsky nodded to Bruder and then turned to the SRS team.
Stay in the van. Get as close as you can to the building. Agent Bruder will be in touch very soon.
With that, Sinsky, Bruder, and Langdon jumped out of the van into the street and headed across the park. The broad-leaved trees in Sultanahmet Park offered a bit of cover from the worsening weather as the group hurried along its canopied paths. The walkways were dotted with signage directing visitors to the park's many attractions: an Egyptian obelisk from Luxor, the serpent column from the Temple of Apollo at Delphi, and the million column that once served as the point zero from which all distances were measured in the Byzantine Empire. Finally, they emerged from the trees at the foot of a circular reflecting pool that marked the center of the park. Langdon stepped into the opening and raised his eyes to the east. Hagia Sophia. Not so much a building as a mountain. Glistening in the rain, the colossal silhouette of Hagia Sophia appeared to be a city unto itself. Its central dome, impossibly broad and ribbed in silver gray, seemed to rest upon a conglomeration of other domed buildings that had been piled up around it. Four towering minarets, each with a single balcony and a silver gray spire, rose from the corners of the building, so far from the central dome that one could barely determine that they were part of a single structure. Sinsky and Bruder, who until this point had been maintaining a steady, focused jog, both pulled up suddenly, their eyes craning upward, upward, as their minds struggled to absorb the full height and breadth of the structure looming before them.
Dear God, Bruder let out a soft groan of disbelief. We're going to be searching
that?